Lenin saw disaster. Lenin in constancy followed the master.
All life down before you and cradled in the love of Jesus, I'll find security.
Which is the will of God will be accomplished. The will of God will be accomplished. And I just want to exhort this evening because sometimes it just seems that the will of God is not being done. It seems that the God of this world, the enemy, seems to be so strong and very vocal. And man seems to be further and further away from the Lord and from truth and the Word. But God is working behind the scenes. And he is very active. How do we know that he's very active? Because he's very active in our lives, in the overcomers. And we're going to encourage ourselves tonight in the Word of God. Because we're going to see very clearly that God is very active and all will be accomplished for God's will. Every jot and tittle of God's word and will be accomplished. But God is in no rush. But having said that, he is certainly moving now by his Spirit. And we can clearly see this as we look at the signs and the times, as well as our own lives and the great falling away, the apostasy that is taking place now around the world. But I want to encourage us tonight in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 36. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 36. And here it says, "For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise." So the will of God is being accomplished throughout the world and the universe. But the will of God is also being accomplished through your life and through the church and through everyone who loves the Lord Jesus Christ and whose eyes are firmly fixed on him. In fact, one can confidently say that the will of God is being accomplished tonight as we gather together in his name and listening to his word. It is all part of the will of God being accomplished. And note what it says in verse 35. "Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward," or cast away your faith in God's word and in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this tells us why the will of God is to be accomplished. It's to be accomplished because we endure, that after we stay with it, we endure, the will of God may be done. You will receive the promise. You will receive everything and more that God has revealed throughout eternity, throughout the church age, that will be accomplished. It will be done. And yet we find in our circumstances and our trials and what we hear about the news, it seems that God is a million miles away. And yet the will of God is being accomplished. And this is why we walk by faith and not by sight. Because if you don't walk by faith, you will never really understand the will of God being accomplished, not only, of course, in your own life, but in the world and in his church. This is why he has said it, that we walk by faith and not by sight. How do we know this? Let's look at verses 37 to 39. "For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith," or his faithfulness. "But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. So God has ordained that we walk by faith for his will to be accomplished. And this is why we make much about faith with regard to the deeper life that we teach. Because we're told in Hebrews 11:6 that without faith it is impossible to please God. And God is working with an end time army of believers, where he is working and bringing us to a complete walk of faith in these last days. Because this is what accomplishes the will of God. God's will is that we should be saved. God's will is that we should be overcomers, first fruits unto the Lord. God's will is to be accomplished. We prayed in Matthew 6 in the Lord's Prayer in verse 10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And yet sadly, many pray that. But do they really believe the will of God to be accomplished? Do they really want his kingdom to be established on earth as it is in heaven? This is why we preach the kingdom of God, because it's a good message. It is a message because Jesus is going to establish his kingdom on this earth very soon. And Jesus is to fulfill his Father's will, which you can read in Luke 22:42. So the Father's will is accomplished and will be accomplished through his Son, through us who are now baptized in the Holy Spirit, fulfilling the will of God. Now, to do God's will in the natural is virtually impossible, because the flesh cannot and will not do the will of God. When God begins to show his will, we find that there is a battle, and the flesh will always retaliate against God's will, because God's will cuts over your planning, your decisions, your life, what you want, and so forth. And the only way that God is going to accomplish this is that we too are willing to take up our cross daily and follow the Lord. And so that as we find that God is working in us, so by his grace and mercy, he begins to work that so that we yield over to the will of God being accomplished, even in our lives and through our flesh. Hence, that's why we walk by faith. Faith is God's provision of being accomplished in this earth. The will of God can and only can be done by faith, walking by faith, yielding to the Spirit as he works it in and through us. Let's look at Philippians chapter 2 and verse 13. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 13, which says, "For it is God who works in you both to will and do for his good pleasure." Again, this is why we walk by faith. Let's couple that with also Hebrews 13 and verse 21. Hebrews 13 and verse 21. He will make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. This is why the baptism of the Spirit is so paramount. For the will of God to be accomplished, completed through you and I. The will of God, God's completion in and through us, is the perfecting work, the final work that he's doing with us in these last days. For he says, be perfect even as your heavenly Father is perfect. Perfection is done through God working His completion, His will through us and through the church as we yield over to this. And we have to be in faith to believe that God can and will do this. As sadly, many of our brothers and sisters don't really have the faith to believe that the will of God can and will be done. This is why we preach faith as we do. And this is why He works with you and I, so that this can and it will be accomplished. And we find for this to be done, just to remind ourselves and encourage ourselves, in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 7 to 11, you have to be called for this. You have to be chosen from the foundation of the world. It will never, ever happen unless God calls a remnant. Without God's calling, we wouldn't even be here tonight listening to this teaching, unless God took the initiative from the foundation of the world. And here it is, in which this is to be accomplished. And we'll take it up from verse 7, Ephesians chapter 1. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, which He made to abound towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mysteries of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in Him. To Him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, that we who first trusted in Him Christ should be to the praise of His glory. And so it goes on. So of course He's taken that initiative. Now, people may raise that question, well, I don't know whether I'm called in Him. I don't know whether I'm predestined or whatever it is. Well, you'll know by staying with it. You'll know by enduring and staying with it to the end. You'll know because you're continuing to believe in God's word, and there is a desire within your hearts for the word of God to be accomplished. They are all clear signs that God has called you from the foundation of the world. Therefore, because He's done that, His will be accomplished in your life and in the church and on the earth. Let's make no bones about it. He is God. Why? The reason is again to be found in verse 12, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of His glory. It's all about His glory. That is why the will of God will be done, because it's that that glorifies His name above everything else. And this is why, brothers and sisters, we walk by faith and not by sight. And our faith is the object that we have to look to, which is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. And that's why we're learning that the Word made flesh is also a living person, and He's real today. And you see, Satan so often attacks where God isn't so applicable today. And Satan knows, because it outwardly looks as though God isn't applicable today. And the reason being is because society is so different. Society now is much more educated. Many ways that there are of approaching God and learning about God and about His word. We have many ways in which we can listen to the Word of God, whether we have our Bibles or we listen to it on our iPods, or we listen to it through this medium tonight, through coming into the room, listening to the Word. There's many, many ways. We've got all this technology. And so somehow we get it in our minds, well, we don't need God like they did in the early days. And Satan very subtly works in us and works through the body of Christ to work this compromise. But we're in desperate times as we see the falling away, as the world is becoming more and more pagan, which is what's happening. Life has become so hectic to follow God now. You can't follow him like you did centuries back. The world is full of idolatry, and there's such hindrances now to our faith and seeking Jesus. My, how vocal Satan is, isn't he, in these things? And at times we fall for it. We allow the spirit of this age in which to engulf us. But God will be glorified. And what you're going to find is he'll bring you back to his word, because that's how faith comes. That is how we're going to overcome. That is how the will of God will be accomplished in your life and in the church and in the world. You see, seeking Jesus is a revelation. And whatever he says through that revelation never makes any sense. This teaching tonight in the natural, in the carnal, doesn't make any sense. Most of the world will think this preacher is a nutter and off his head. But we walk by faith, not by sight. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Why? Because Jesus is revelation. Faith is revelation. The word of God that's opened up to us is revelation. This is why most of the world can't see it. They can't understand. They laugh at it. Because it goes against our intellect. It goes against man's pride. God's ways are not our way, our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. He's way, way, far, far above everything that we can think or even imagine. And this is the reason why we walk by faith. Because by doing that, it puts Christ first. And he said, didn't he, in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Faith puts Christ first. I'm talking about a real faith. I'm not just talking about a confession in Jesus. I'm talking about believing in all the promises of God, which are yes and amen. Believing that he will provide your every need without always going to have to borrow money. And that he will heal your body. He makes you whole in mind, body and spirit. He will renew your youth as the eagles. He will keep you from the evil one, from temptation. He will be with you when you go out and when you come in. He will provide everything to preserve and keep you and I in this world, whole in mind, body and spirit. That is the word of God. Yet how many are preaching that today? That is the question. And that's why our faith is real. Our faith needs a real object. And what is that object? Jesus Christ. Him crucified, risen. He is your object. He's the one that you follow. He is the author, finisher of your faith. Not a man, not a ministry, not false promises. He's a living, live, even this moment. He is our object. And then faith begins, we begin to understand it. And that's why it takes trials for our faith to also keep our eyes on Jesus as well. And our trials and our faith stops us becoming religious and making God simply abstract, which so many sadly professing Christians do. They don't really believe half and a quarter what they say. And that's the tragedy. And that's why out of our mouths we know whether we're trusting and believing the Lord or not, because your confession under a trial tells you whether you're believing in the promises of God or not. It is a trial that was always sought out whether we're believing God or not. That's the reason why we go through them. And when we see that unbelief coming out, that wrong confession coming out of our mouths, then that's a chance to be able to do something about it. Because God has exposed it so that he can change that in your life as you repent and as you seek him and ask for that change in your heart. Because unless the heart is touched, it will never happen. We spoke much about this, didn't we, on Sunday. And for those who want to listen to that teaching on Sunday, go on our website and listen to it. There was much that was brought out. Some said to me after that teaching, that was a deep teaching, I need to go over that again. We can't keep repeating things over and over. We have to move on, but it's all there. But our faith keeps our eyes on Jesus to help us trust him. Not only him, but his character. What is his character? He's faithful. That work with it which he's begun in you, he will complete and finish. In everyone of us. That's his faithfulness. Even in those trials or whatever it is that we're going through. But faith will be tested. It's tested in tribulation. It will be tested when judgment comes on the earth. And that is why the overcomers are tested now. We have many decisions sometimes in those testings. Are we going to look to the arm of the flesh? Or are we going to turn to God and trust in his word? Yes, it often looks worse. Yes, it seems as though God is late. Where are you? You should have been here a week ago, a month ago. But not with God. He's always on time. So he knows how to do it with us, brothers and sisters. It's because he loves us. God is always, always getting to our faith. Every time we meet together, even tonight, like this meeting, one of the things that is behind God is, I'm going to get more to your faith. Every time. But you're not always aware of that. You're only aware of it tonight because we're talking about faith. But we can talk about many other subjects, but he's still getting to your faith and my faith. That is the purpose, you see. So God's will is to be accomplished. Let's make no bones about it, brothers and sisters. Are you believing for the salvation of your family, your loved ones? Well, if it is faith and you're confessing the right confession over them, even though it appears to be getting worse, it will be accomplished in God's time. Your rebellious daughter that doesn't want to know, it will be accomplished in God's time. Sickness, a trial, looks as though it's getting worse. It will be accomplished in God's time, raising you up. Every step of faith doesn't make sense. Our faith in Christ doesn't make any sense, logically. But in the spirit, in the heart, in our consecration, we know that it makes sense, because this is the walk that God has ordained for each of us. Don't ever try and work out your walk. Don't ever try and work out tomorrow. If the Lord tarries and we walk by faith, just believe it. Keep your eyes on the Lord and he will guide your steps. And whatever you encounter, whatever you see, whatever you hear, whatever experience, doesn't take God by surprise. He has gone before and prepared the way. He's working this in us, brothers and sisters. And we're getting there by his grace and mercy, because his will is being accomplished in and through each one of us. And that's why our faith is in his power, his working in us through the Holy Spirit. And this is why you receive the Holy Spirit, you are baptized in the Holy Spirit with power and might for the will of God to be accomplished. That is how the church, the bride, makes herself ready in these last days. It's not by might nor by power, it is by your Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. That is the only way she will make herself ready. Don't get your mind into it. Don't look at it, because if you look at it in the natural, it looks a failure. You ask yourself, who's really going to be a part of all of this? Because the Bible shows us in the last days there's going to be the falling away. And if it were possible, even the very elect could be deceived. How many is there going to be of us? Does it seem sometimes we're the only ones that are walking with the Lord? Where are they? Well, many, many saints over the centuries have asked the same thing. Don't look to that. Just do the will of God in your life. And out of your innermost being shall flow those rivers of living water. That living water will touch unbelief. That living water will influence rebellion, hardness of heart. That living water will change those hearts of stone to hearts of flesh. God is and will accomplish it through each one of us for the will of God. But if you look at it in the natural, you look a failure. It doesn't make any sense. My life doesn't make any sense. If that is your experience, if that's what you're saying tonight, then praise God, you're on the right path. Why am I stressing so much of this? Because no one will glory in this. Only God himself. This is what glorifies his name. And the Holy Spirit is going to accomplish his will. And he has purposed this by calling and choosing each one of us from the foundation of the world. As I said earlier on, you have to be chosen, called for this, for the will of God to be accomplished in and through your life. Otherwise, none of it makes any sense. And how do we know if we're called from the foundation of the world? You know, by staying with it and being faithful. They are the clear signs that you're called from the foundation of the world. Another sign that you know if you're called from the foundation of the world, because you witness to the word of God that's being preached. You are his sheep, you hear it, you follow him. Those that don't follow him, we question whether they have been called from the foundation of the world, because God's sheep will hear God's voice. God's sheep will know the word of God when it's preached. God's sheep will know that unction, that anointing. God's sheep will know where two or three are gathered together, there am I in the midst of them. God's sheep have that witness, that discernment. They know. Why? Because they have been called by God from the foundation of the world. If God does not call, none of us will respond. If God didn't call through Jesus Christ, through eternity, this meeting would not even take place tonight. That's how serious it is. And our very actions, our very response to God's word will never take him by surprise. We are either blessed or we are offended by the word of God. That's what it does. Why? Because it's a two-edged sword that we spoke about on Sunday. God doesn't mess about. He doesn't compromise with his word. Yet his grace and mercy is there. He wants us to fulfill the principles of his word. He wants us to believe. He wants us to stand. He wants us to confess from our hearts those promises which are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. He wants us to believe that when we pray, our prayers are heard and answered. He's ever working that in us with our faith, so that we know that when we pray, it is heard, it is accomplished. That is the reason, brothers and sisters, why we're saved. This is all about God's glory. This is not about us. It's not about what we get out of it. It's not about my faith. Look at me. Look how anointed I am. All of those that are pointing themselves to man, I can tell you that is not a work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has come baptizing, empowering us to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ, to lift him high, that he gets all the praise and all the glory. And you and I are vessels, anointed, filled with the Spirit of God, in which to accomplish that. This is why the Church of Jesus Christ, the true body of Christ, is built not through bricks and mortar, it is built through human beings, filled, baptized with the Holy Spirit, baptized into the body of Christ, standing upon the foundation, the rock of Jesus Christ. This is why he's restoring, through restoration now, true believers coming back under the headship of Christ and not under a man, coming under the banner of the blood of the Lamb and not under man's control. This is what the Holy Spirit is doing. This is why he's restoring the true apostolic anointing and faith that we read in Ephesians 4 of the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. Those five ministries are for the maturing, perfecting of ministry, your ministry, my ministry. The whole body is to function. God gives out the gifts to the body of Christ. Some of you have prophecy. Some of you have discernment. Some of you have gift or gifts of healing, casting out demons. Some of you have gifts of miracles. So the whole body functions. You see, the body is not an organization, it is an organism. Paul labored that in Corinthians to show us our functioning. And all of this is going to be accomplished by our belief, our faith. It's going to be accomplished because brothers and sisters are going to say, "Here am I, Lord. Use me. Build it through me. There's no good looking to anyone else. Here am I. Start with me. Build through me, Lord, for your body." That is how the body of Christ will be built. That is how the bride is making herself ready in these last days. That we make ourselves available for the Holy Spirit to begin to build through our lives, each and one of us. We're living in very exciting times, if we did but know it. We're living in times now of restoration, where God is restoring, bringing back the apostolic church, bringing the church back to faith and believing, bringing the church back to believing in miracles, seeing the sick healed again, the dead raised. These things that we read of in the past, we're being prepared and restored and brought back for. And how is he doing it? Through the anointed word, through the unction of the Spirit, getting us now to believe God's word, to believe these promises, to pray and intercede them through in our lives and for each other. This is how he's doing it. And this is why we find the enemy is very vocal now. He's trying to hinder and stop this from being accomplished. This is why he tries to deceive us and beguile us. And that is why I said, God calls us for this very purpose, for this very work, because the elect will not be deceived. The elect will endure forever. The elect will stay with it. Why? Because God's will must be accomplished in and through us and on the earth. And that is why we pray in the Lord's Prayer, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for exhorting us in your word. Father, we take this tonight by faith. None of it in the natural otherwise makes any sense. It all just can sound impossible. But Lord, we know that you're faithful. We know when we hear your word. We know when the great shepherd speaks, because it can't be done in the natural. And that is why we walk by faith and not by sight. And that is why we confess and believe that your will be accomplished through our lives, through the church and on the earth, as we're seeing restoration taking place now. Father, one day they will see, and every knee will bow, both in heaven and earth, and they will see that you are faithful. They will see that what you had decreed, what you had spoken, has come to pass, and they will acknowledge that. But Lord, we're not those who have to be forced to the knee. We're those now, Father, who believe now, who see it afar off, who are being prepared for this, Lord. And we thank you for this. Thank you, Father, that you chose us in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world. It's nothing to do about any of us. We deserve none of this. You first loved us. Oh, Father, it's just profound. But help us, Lord, to walk by faith. Help us not to compromise in this hour that we live. Help us not to question these promises, your word as we read it. Whatever it's saying, it will be done. We don't know how, but it will be. Because you're a God of miracles.
Let him in constancy follow the master.
All lies down before you, and cradled in the love of Jesus.